Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If we do not defend these basic principles, we invite a world in which might makes right, the strong dominate the weak. That's the world this body was created to end.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the United Nations Security Council on the anniversary of the Ukraine invasion, stressing that Russia's war can't set the new normal. Blinken heads to Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan this week before going to India for the G20 summit, where he will meet with Russian and Chinese leaders. During an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, CIA Director William Burns says the U.S. still hopes to deter Beijing from making a risky bet by sending lethal military aid to Russia.
Well, we're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment. We also don't see that a final decision has been made yet.
The federal government ordered a temporary halt on shipment of contaminated waste from the train derailment in East Palestine Saturday. States getting the waste, Michigan and Texas, asked the EPA for the pause. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says their main focus is still folks in the Ohio town.
Our focus is on making sure that residents in this community are taken care of and making sure that trains get safer in this country.
President Joe Biden's plan for student loan relief reaches a critical moment Tuesday. Oral arguments before a conservative-leaning Supreme Court. It faces legal challenges from Republican-led states and from two student loan borrowers who've already paid their debts. But Biden says millions of other students deserve to get up to $20,000 in relief.
And about 90% of that relief is going to go to people making less than $75,000 a year. Let me be clear. Not a dime will go to those in the top 5% of the income.
Over the weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hosted donors in Palm Beach, not far from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Several of those in attendance have been major Trump backers, but DeSantis sounds like a candidate.
Florida is leading the nation. We are number one in these United States in net in-migration. We are the nation's fastest growing state.
DeSantis hasn't officially announced a presidential bid yet, but Democrats there are already taking aim. They elected former Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried to be their state chair after a weak election in what had been a blue year in other places. Fried says she will work to unite Democrats in Florida and deny the presidency to DeSantis should he run.
Breaking huge glass ceilings as your first elected female commissioner and tackling some of the greatest challenges of our time.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two.